Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as our eating, our drinking, our clothing is concerned, in terms of being satisfied, we're not going into any type of extravagance. We must have a certain type of food, must have a certain type of drinks, we must have a certain type of clothing. In other words, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us, we use that. We don't go specifically that we must have everything expensive and everything exclusive. So today's hadith shows us, with regards to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the high level of simplicity that they had. An Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qal, kunna julusan ma Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam idh jaa rajulun min al-ansari fasallama alayhi thumma adbara al-ansari faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya akhal ansar كيف أخي سعد بن عبادة؟ فقال صالح فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يعوده منكم؟ فقام وقمنا معه ونحن بضعة عشرة ما علينا نعال ولا خفاف ولا قلانس ولا قمص نمشي في تلك السباخ حتى جئناه فاستأخر قومه من حوله حتى دنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الذين معه رواه مسلم. Rawah Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrates that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when a man from the Ansar came and greeted him. So this was the scene that they were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One person came and he greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This person was from the Ansar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when this Ansari person turned away to leave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "O brother of the Ansar." How nicely Rasulullah ﷺ addressed him, Ya Akhal Ansar, O brother of the Ansar, how is my brother Sa'd ibn Ubadah? Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu was one of the leaders of the Ansar. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him, he's saying, Oh my brother from the Ansar, how is my brother Sa'd ibn Ubadah? Ulama explained that this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have just said, How is Sa'd ibn Ubadah? But he said, How is my brother? In other words, to show love and affection for his fellow sahabi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually for his companion, he wasn't a fellow sahabi to Rasulullah, but to the other sahaba, but to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is showing respect to him, showing love and affection. How is my brother? So anyway, he replied and he said that he is well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, we were sitting there, he asked us, who of you would like to go and visit him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stood up and we stood up with him. Obviously, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to visit someone and is offering the people around, who would want to stay behind? Everyone would want to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, we were about 10 or more people, and at that time none of us had any sandals, had any socks. That time they would wear leather socks. None of us had any topis or shirts. In other words, out of poverty, not that they chose not to have, but out of poverty, we didn't even have sandals, we didn't have the socks, we didn't have even a topi, nor did we have shirts also. In other words, we just had the basic to cover ourselves, and this was our condition. So this actually ties up with the chapter that we're doing. Look at the simplicity of this sahaba. We walked, he explains, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that we walked on barren field until we reached him. The stony land of Madinah Sharif, we walked there without any shoes until we came and we reached him. He didn't say that because we don't have proper clothing, we don't have proper shoes, so we can't do. He didn't stop them from doing what they needed to do. They did what they needed to do. This is a lesson that we take. Sometimes we think, okay, we don't have a car, we can't do something. Or sometimes we don't have a proper shoe, we can't do something. Or the color of my topi is not matching the color of my kurta, so I can't go out to visit somebody. Nothing like that. They had absolutely nothing, but they went with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us that we need to do what we need to do. All these other side things should not become impediments in us doing what we need to do in terms of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also not stopping us in terms of the amount that we should be doing in terms of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said that those that were around him, so when we walked on this barren field and we reached him, now when we went to him, there were people that were around him. He was a leader of the Ansar. There were people that were around him. The moment they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba coming, they moved out from there. They made way. So another lesson we learn is that when a visiting guest comes, when a senior person comes, then the right thing to do for those that are around the patient, around the person that is not well, is make way so that the people that are coming or the person that is coming is able to go close to the person that is not well. So anyway, those that were around him moved back. so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba who had accompanied him, could draw close to him. Another lesson we learn from here is that when visiting a person, then we should go close to him, especially an ill person, then don't stay so far away that he has to battle to listen what we are saying. Don't talk so softly that he has to now try and lend his ears very carefully. Speak in such a tone that he can listen. Be close to him so he feels the closeness of the person that he is visiting. And those that are there, they should receive those people that are coming from outside. And another thing we also learn from here is that visiting those that are sick is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here we learn that it doesn't mean that the person is a leader, he's a subject, he's a senior person, he can't go and visit someone else. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most senior of all of them, but yet he took the trouble to go and visit Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. So this is a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visiting the sick. Inshallah, as we go, we'll do a little bit of the etiquettes of visiting the sick, when to go, how to go, what to speak, what to read, etc. All these are part of visiting the sick person. But for today's lesson, at least we know that this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.